Thank you so much for joining us, Christian.
Thank you very much.
Now, why do our toes and fingers get wrinkly in water?
So it happens after about 5 minutes. Actually, the warmer it is, the quicker it happens. So about 3.5 minutes in 40-degree temperature, or about 5 minutes in normal bath water. It's actually a voluntary activity of the body. The nervous system, when it detects the water on the skin, causes our blood vessels to shrink. That then leaves a lot more space underneath the skin. Water moves in through the sweat pores and causes this bubbly appearance that we see. It only happens on the fingers and toes, nowhere else in the body. So it's a unique phenomenon just at the fingers and toes, and it's not a passive thing. Our nervous system actually wants it to occur, and it happens, which is quite interesting because for many, many years, especially in the past, they were putting fingers and into water to actually see if there's any nervous system damage to the peripheral. So it's an interesting phenomenon.
Absolutely. It's very interesting. Now, what are the effects of having wrinkly toes and fingers?
So this is where it's unclear. It doesn't seem to be... It's in monkeys and humans. Macaque monkeys have the same phenomenon occurring, so there seems to be a reason for it. The best hypothesis is that perhaps it helps us pick up things in wet conditions, underwater, in waterways. So perhaps our ancestors were better at picking up seaweeds or rock-like objects. The tests have been done on things like marbles, where it seems to help. On the other hand, they've trialed different studies with other objects and found it doesn't actually help. So the current thought is that it increases surface area, which helps us in wet conditions pick up food or would have helped our ancestors. On the feet, it seems like it helps us grip better on wet surfaces, walking along rock pools and whatnot. So these are very much hypotheses, but it seems like it's a very unique... The fact that it's in primates as well as humans and it's a voluntary activity seems there's definitely something there. So the grip seems to be the best hypothesis we can think of.
Of course. Now, why don't our fingers always stay wrinkly after being in water?
So there's a few problems with it. If it is beneficial, so it does enhance grip and surface area, why isn't it always this way? And it's because it actually, by reducing the blood supply to the fingers, it actually makes it not as rich with our blood, which means our immune systems stop. Have you ever heard of a disease called trench foot? So in the war, where you'd have very cold or warm feet all the time in boots or wet conditions, you actually end up with long-term puffy or wrinkly, pruny feet and fingers. And then it causes increased blisters. It makes them more susceptible to injury. You get painful skin. So it's actually not good for long-term use. So it seems like it's a reflex to water. After a few minutes in water, it occurs, and then quickly after you remove the water, it dries up again and clears. So probably susceptibility to injury is the reason why it's not always that way.
Absolutely. I mean, like, that honestly makes a lot of sense. Now, how long do our fingers usually stay wrinkled for after removing them from water?
They'll stay wrinkled while they're in water. So it's about 5 minutes to wrinkle up and then about 5 minutes to wrinkle down. But while they're in water, they'll stay wrinkly. So it's such an interesting phenomenon to see what's happening. But it's like the body's constantly testing for the water. And when it's out of the water, it'll move back to normal.
There's also
a bit of an increase. There's a decreased sensitivity as well. So when they're puffed up, you don't feel things as well. So there's a few reasons why it's good and a few reasons why it's bad. But it seems like it works in the water environment.
Of course. Now, you mentioned before that water temperature affects how quickly our skin will wrinkle. But does water temperature affect the extent to how wrinkled they become?
Yeah, and this is actually something which it's the opposite of what should occur. So when you get hot, if you notice you go a bit rosy, you get a bit hot and your skin gets a bit moist. So we actually find when we get very hot, our blood vessels move towards our surface. So more blood goes to the surface, it helps cool us down a little bit. That's why we feel a bit rosy and a bit warm when we go for a jog. So the fact that in water our fingers and toes reduce the blood supply is the opposite of what occurs anywhere else in the body. And so this is quite interesting, but it does seem like the warmer the water, the more pronounced the shrinking becomes and the faster it occurs. So about 3.5 minutes in 40-degree temperature, whereas 5 minutes in lukewarm water. So that's something that does, we call it a bit of a paradox. It's the opposite of what we would expect to happen in all other parts of the body. So another interesting picture about it.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Christian. It's been great having you on the show.
Happy to help. Thank you very much.